Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
John sent me a story. I actually saw it on my own as well as on MLive, which is a Michigan-based news gathering site, and they do a lot of good work. And Chana Roth wrote the story, and this is the kind of thing that just sickens me. In Michigan, you know, the outdoors is a big deal here. We've got a lot of state forests, state land. There's a lot of places to go hunting, fishing, what have you. I can tell you right now that the first week of deer hunting season is pretty much a holiday here. And so most hunters, the vast majority of hunters, fishermen, and outdoors people are great people who respect the resources that are our outdoors. But once in a while, somebody comes along and really, tries to tarnish the image. Prolific poacher snares 90 days in jail after being charged with 125 misdemeanors. 125 misdemeanors. We're talking about one guy. A man from Michigan's Upper Peninsula will serve at least 60 days in jail for numerous poaching crimes following an investigation by the DNR. So Michigan's DNR conservation officers became aware of a problem. And the problem was apparently just one guy. One guy in a little town called Pickford, Michigan. So if you cross the Mackinac Bridge into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and go north a little bit and east a tiny little bit, a little town called Pickford. I actually know people from Pickford. But the man was originally charged with 125 misdemeanor wildlife crimes, according to officials from the DNR, which included illegally harvesting, which is a euphemism, 18 wolves, as well as other species like deer, turkey, bear, and bobcat. So, you know, some of these animals aren't even legal to hunt at all. They're certainly not legal to hunt year-round. And like I said, 125 counts that they charged him with. He was arraigned in May, and he took a deal in September and was simply sentenced a couple days ago. Chief Gary Hagler of the DNR Law Enforcement Division said this is a historic case for the division and department. We hope this poaching case acts as a deterrent to criminals for committing future wildlife crimes such as this. Our officers did an excellent job working as a team and building the investigation so it could move quickly through the justice system. The man's plea required him to plead guilty to 7 charges, 3 counts of illegally taking wolves, 3 counts of taking bald eagles, and 1 count of illegal commercialization of a protected species, which was a wolf. So the man pled guilty to killing bald eagles. Now, I spent a lot of time in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I also spent a lot of time in the Lower Peninsula, which is where I live. And you'll see bald eagles in the Lower Peninsula occasionally. I saw a couple last year. In fact, earlier this year I saw one in the lower. The year before I saw a few. But if you're traveling the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, especially near Lake Superior, you often see bald eagles. And they've made a big comeback. There was a time where you didn't see them that often. And you see them now. And the thing, of course, about bald eagles is they're a protected species. And why you'd kill them, I don't know. He now will have to pay fines of $36,240. He'll spend 18 to 24 months on probation. And here's the kicker. He's permanently lost his hunting and trapping privileges. Forever. He can no longer hunt or trap anything in the state of Michigan. But goes beyond that. With the loss of those licenses here, he cannot hunt in 48 states that are members of the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact. He received a total of 90 days in jail, but only has to serve 60, and the other 30 will only hang out there if he violates his probation, in which case he'd have to go back. DNR law enforcement detectives said the man was using the animals for a variety of reasons, including selling crafts and disposing of them. I'm not really sure what reason disposing of them is, which is odd. And again, like I said, I'm not sure why you kill a bald eagle. Literally. I mean, I'm not asking that rhetorically. I'm actually asking that as an actual question. Okay? There are animals out there that you can hunt and eat, like deer. I understand there's other animals out there that you can hunt and eat that might not be as commonly thought of as food. And then, of course, you know, turkeys, for instance, or pheasants, right? You can eat birds. Does anybody actually eat bald eagle? I'm asking it as a serious question, because it sounds to me like the guy was just on a killing spree. Why would you kill bald eagles? I don't get that at all. Literally, if someone can explain to me, and I understand a lot of people will chime in and give joke explanations, which is fine. You can do that. But honestly, why would you, as a hunter, kill a bald eagle? What are you going to do with it? You're going to mount it, stuff it, and mount it. Hey, everybody, there's a stuffed bald eagle I got right there. Everyone's going to look at it and go, isn't that illegal? What are you doing with that? According to Detroit News, the man's attorney told the judge that the man started out trapping coyotes at his farm and things got out of control. Things got out of control. Yeah, when you go from trapping coyotes to shooting bald eagles, things are out of control. Meanwhile, if you witness a natural resources crime or have information about such crimes, you are encouraged to call or text the DNR's Report All Poaching hotline, the RAP line. That's been around for a long time. I remember that being in public service announcements that I ran when I was on the radio back in the 1980s. The Report All Poaching hotline, RAP, the RAP line. And yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, there are rules about hunting. And most hunters, the vast majority of hunters, follow the rules. And every now and then you hear about somebody breaking the rules or fights breaking out or people hunting on private property when they shouldn't be there and that kind of stuff. But, you know, most of that stuff is just really run-of-the-mill type stuff. But when you hear about somebody who, again, was charged 125 misdemeanor wildlife crimes and wound up pleading guilty to a bunch of them, seven charges, you wonder, and again, I'm simply asking the question, was it really just 125 things he did wrong? Or is that just what they had the evidence on? Because, as I'm sure you know, a lot of times when they catch somebody who's been doing something for a long period of time, what they're seeing is the tip of the iceberg. And they're not seeing all the stuff that came before it. They're not seeing all the stuff they've got no evidence of. They've got, you know, if the guy's out in the woods by himself breaking the law, there's no one there to see it, right? So you wonder. And the good news is, of course, that he's no longer legally allowed to hunt or trap or fish. Is he allowed to fish? Hang on a second. I guess he's no longer allowed to hunt or trap. So presumably now, if he encounters a DNR officer and he's out there hunting or trapping, he'll be in trouble. But you hope that this is a wake-up call for him. I don't know. I hope it's a wake-up call for other people. And again, I am dead serious on this. I want to know if anybody has a rational explanation as to why somebody would kill a bald eagle. I'm serious. If you've got an explanation for that, please put it below. And quite frankly, and I've had people ask me, they say, Steve, once in a while you talk about people who get sentenced. You don't express an opinion. I hope it's pretty clear to you that I think that this is disgusting what this guy did. But the fact that he's sentenced to 90 days in jail and only has to serve 60 after being charged 125 misdemeanors, including killing wolves and turkeys and bears and bobcats and bald eagles, he's lucky I wasn't his judge. If I was his judge, I would have seen to it he got more than that. But I've mentioned before, I don't want to be a judge. I'm not a judge. So there you go. But the headline has a little bit of poetic license in it. Prolific poacher snares 90 days in jail after being charged 125 misdemeanors. And Chana Roth wrote the story. John sent it to me. Thanks a lot, guys. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Why do seagulls fly over the sea? Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels.